Pokemon. Happy 420.
We're the hosts of the Jellyfish Wasted podcast. I'm Alex.
And I'm Gio. Today we're starting off with an article from CNN.com. It's by Rachel Trent. So Jaleel White is launching his own cannabis brand called Purple Urkel. And we all know Jaleel from the 1990 sitcom Family Matters.
That might be, like, the latest that would know of that would be our generation, Gio.
Well, yeah, probably. Well, I mean, our audience is mainly 23 to 27-year-olds, I think. So that's...
And that's a big if, honestly. We know it because we grew up watching older shit, but...
I didn't...
Some people don't know who the fuck Tom Cruise is, okay?
Yeah,
don't put it past anyone.
Well, Jaleel, either way, he's a celebrity, and he partnered with... He's partnering with 710 Labs for his new line of marijuana, and it launches today on April 20th, 2021. And Jaleel White was actually featured in a skit with Snoop Dogg, and they were getting blazed to promote his new cannabis line. Hopefully people know who Snoop Dogg is. You know Snoop D-O-double-G?
Yes, I clearly know who Snoop Dogg is. He went by Snoop Lion for
Snoop
a little
Lion,
bit.
Snoop Lion, yeah, and then he became a born-again Rastafarian, I believe, or something like that.
He's always been a gangbanger.
Yeah. Well, and following those news, so Alex and I are moving back to Virginia and leaving Pennsylvania. And Virginia,
freedom!
Virginia's governor, Governor Ralph Northam?
I don't know. Don't care.
Announced amendments to establish the legalization of personal possession and personal cultivation of marijuana. And July 1st is a supposed enactment date for the legalization.
I mean, that's good for whoever wants to smoke. I don't do it.
Yeah.
I barely even drink.
I think this is good because it won't legalize weed. So, I mean, it won't...
What do you mean it won't legalize weed?
It'll decriminalize weed. So
there you go.
If you get pulled over with, like, a bowl full of weed, you're not going to get fined, you know, this amount of money or go to jail time. There's other people that need to go to... That's taking up space in jail for people who aren't really... If you're smoking and driving, that's a different story because you aren't technically intoxicated. And while it's not as dangerous as drinking and driving, it's still something you should be weary about, you know?
But it also means that it frees up the efforts of the men in blue to fucking hunt someone else down instead of going after these people that probably aren't doing jack shit wrong. The whole reason weed got illegal was because it couldn't be taxed.
Yeah, well, that's also the problem. There's a College Humor did one on what if weed was legalized, and they pitched the side of it being better if it's legal because you can regulate your own prices and stuff, right? But if you buy it, like, from a store, then they can tax it. It can be worth, like, a lot more for... I don't know. I mean,
shit weed, dirt weed.
Well, it still creates jobs. Like it's.
It creates jobs, but
the government's gonna have the NC on it, I guess.
Yeah.
So what do you? Oh, the bee just mellowed out.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So yesterday.
So I don't think it's any secret that you smoke.
Yeah.
You enjoy the puff a bit.
I've slowed down a lot. I don't know. Weed's just always been a chill, you know? Like, when you smoke, you're just, like, relaxed, and, like, sometimes you're so blazed that you're just, like, I don't know. I can't imagine my life without ever smoking. Like, I feel like I've always been a hippie at heart, you know? I was vegetarian for a while. I was vegan for a while. I love hiking. I love being in touch with...
Vegan didn't last very long.
I love being in touch with, like, you know, animals and nature. I just feel like I am very pro-Mother Earth and super not religious, so I'm very spiritual. I remember I had a talk with someone once, and he asked me, this kid pitched the idea of joining his church, and we're not a religious podcast, we don't touch on religion, but he just kept talking to me about God and stuff. And then he asked me, and I told him, I heard him out, you know, respected his opinion. And then I was like, I believe in, like, Earth, like, I believe in the universe, and, like, you know, if the universe wants it to happen, it'll happen. You know, my mom's always like, God bless you, and, like, all this stuff. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm living my life for me, you know? So, like, I'm working and putting in bread on the table and stuff. And I feel, if anything, we should be praying to the animals for sacrificing themselves for being food for us, you know? And some religions do that, right? Like, halal and stuff, like, mm-hmm. sacred land, you have to pray, like, for the pig and stuff. I don't know how smoking weed turned into that, but
So what do you like to do when you're, like, blazed out of your fucking mind?
Well, I love playing video games and watching movies. And yesterday, I got the random craving for Ocarina of Time. I can't remember why. And then I broke out my my new 3DS, and then I checked my case, and then I had a mini heart attack because my game wasn't in there, and it wasn't in my other case. And then I knew that I could download it on my PC and play it as an emulator, but I really want to play it on my 64 controller because I just prefer the physical retro
thing. They do make updated, like, fucking 64 controllers that you could,
I guess I could buy
Bluetooth
one
to your computer.
But then I'd have to buy it, and I don't have it, like, right then and there. I don't have my 64 either. That's at my parents' house, but...
So what is your true opinion of emulation?
I think that emulation makes it easier for access.
So, for context, Geo has an extensive physical library of his games. You go into his room, look at his bookshelf, and you'll see... What the fuck?
You're good, it just changed beat.
You'll see a shelf for, like, Xbox games. You'll see a shelf for PlayStation games.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll find a shelf for fucking Wii games.
I have a couple. It's mainly, like, Super Smash Bros. And Super Mario Bros. That's
about it. Then you come. Then, if you were to look in my room, I don't have a library like that. I have a vast majority of my library on my computer because I've bought the games once, and whether or not I have lost them, that kind of is a bummer. Yeah, it's nice to have a physical game, but I don't have a Game Boy, so I emulate a game.
One, sometimes are really hard to find. Do you remember when we were going to look into playing Soul Silver and Heart Gold, and they were like $80, like, on Amazon, if we could even get lucky to buy one?
Emulation.
But yeah, but DS games are weird on emulators, but that's just a specific group.
Well, it's because you also have to take into account that a DS has a touchscreen.
That too, yeah.
So, I am all for emulators.
I mean, it's the easiest way to get, yeah, like, if I
can go back and play Pokemon Emerald, which...
That's true.
I absolutely love. I have a Pokemon Emerald physical copy, but its internal battery kind of exploded, and now the entire internal circuitry is coated in battery acid. Mm-hmm. So, that's out of the question. So I play Pokemon Emerald on my computer.
Well, so, like, right now, if I wanted to play Ocarina of Time, the closest store that has it pre-owned is, like, I think 30 minutes away. So there is a possibility to do it, but I'd have to... Well, first of all, I'd have to trade in games or pay for it out of pocket. I'd have to drive basically an hour round trip to pick it up and then bring it back and then play it on my system. And I know I could just get the... I forget what it's called. Project 64. I can get it on here and then run it on my laptop.
That's,
and I,
again,
could play it.
Emulation.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that would be the convenience of doing it here, but it feels weird not playing a Nintendo game on its right console, you know? I say that, but we played the Nuzlocke on the computer, but that's because we couldn't. But even then, I went as far as a step to take the emulator and put it on my BitBoy so I could play it on the BitBoy and make it feel like an old Pokemon game.
When did you last play your BitBoy?
Forever ago. I think it was just the Nuzlocke was kind of... I didn't know where it was going.
It's a challenge. That's the point.
It was just... I was just running into Pokemon I didn't know, and...
Hell! Fucking Nintendo has gone so far to emulate some of their own games on even the DS. Like, you've picked up Oracle of Seasons. Mm-hmm. Which you still have yet to start playing.
Yeah, well, because now I'm playing Pokemon Platinum.
Which was mine.
Yeah, the gen that I skipped that I've never played.
You skipped two gens. You skipped two consecutive gens. Also, that's gotten really loud again. But, yeah. You skipped Gen 4 and Gen 5 Part 1, Part 2. Because you didn't like how it didn't have features that were in, shocker, later generations.
Well, I know, and I've done that a lot of times, but I feel like if I like a franchise for what it is, usually it won't be like
you stop playing Red Dead 1 because it didn't have certain features.
Well, yeah, but that's different. It's only one generation of a gap. But if I went from, because I started in Pokemon Red and Blue, if I went from Sword and Shield back to Red and Blue, it wouldn't be a downgrade because I've already played it before or whatever, right? But even when I went back to playing Silver, I feel like I learned to appreciate, you know, working for my actual team and not just, you know, here's a shitload of HMs and, like, all this stuff. Like, you have to go out of your way to find HMs.
HMs don't exist.
Yeah, they're just TMs. Right?
The original HMs are all technical machines. And the way you fly is you have to have the Corviknight cab.
The Corviknight cab, yeah.
Which, by the way, if anyone
wants to
actually look at it, there's a fucking tiny ass floating pixel.
Wait, what do you mean?
Pull up a picture of a Corviknight taxi cab fucking pixel image. There is a tiny floating pixel that you cannot unsee once you see it. It is that poorly fucking done. It's like when you're flying from city to city, it'll be that loading screen. You're not in your mic.
All I'm getting is like a kind of, I have no idea. I typed in Corviknight taxi pixel. Welcome to the party.
Shut up.
It sounds like party music. This sounds like that shit that River watches at the end of at a fucking Fun Kids TV. On a side note, Pokemon Snap comes out in 10 days. I'm super stoked. I'm going to buy it digitally. I'm actually going to my parents' house this Friday, so I'm going to pick up my Nintendo 64 out of my storage. I'm going to get Ocarina of Time. I wish I had Majora's Mask. Ocarina of Time, Pokemon Snap, Super Smash Bros., Mario Kart, GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, Donkey Kong 64. I'm pretty sure I have other games. I have Yoshi's Story, too. I might rebeat all those games. I think I might stream them. Real quick, this is episode 9 of the Jellyfish Wasted podcast. We are going to be doing a video episode for the 12th episode. Did you find it?
No.
No? Yeah.
Eh, fuck it. You can probably look it up when you load back into Sword and Shield, which, by the way, I am not a fan of Sword and Shield.
I don't have Sword and Shield anymore. I traded in Sword. Well, because we needed money, and I rebeat it. I didn't rebeat it. I jumped back into it, and I went to the Trainer Tower, knocked out everything without a challenge, but...
It's trash.
Still Pokemon.
It's trash. It is the trashiest Pokemon. They rushed it so badly.
I mean, that's
how they fucked it up, dude.
That's how I feel for Wind Waker, and a lot of people praise it for being one of the best Legend of Zelda games, but...
Wind Waker wasn't rushed.
No, I'm not saying it was rushed. I'm just saying I don't think it's good.
I mean, you don't like the toony look to it.
Well, yeah.
It's just an art style. That's the aesthetic.
Yeah, well...
That you cannot hold a game's aesthetic to its play style.
Well, yeah, but if you can't enjoy... If you don't like how it looks, then it's not going to be a good game for your mind or whatever, right? Like,
well,
take Skyward Sword. I think Skyward Sword is
fuck
perfect.
Fuck Skyward
but
Sword!
But you don't like it.
It is... The fucking motion controls are bad. They are garbage. Hell.
I don't know. I like the motion controls, but that's because I didn't play Twilight Princess with the Wiimote, so I was...
Twilight Princess did motion controls beautifully.
I don't know. I like Skyward Sword. I'm actually getting it for the Switch when it comes out.
Oh,
I think it's July something.
No.
Yeah.
Why? Why won't they just remake... Why won't they remake Twilight Princess?
Well, they did for the Wii U.
For the Switch.
Because
No one got the Wii U. The Wii U is a dead console.
The same reason. Because they remade Twilight Princess for the Wii U, remade Ocarina for the 3DS, and Majora's Mask. And so they're going to remake Skyward Sword for the Switch. Unless they're going to remaster everything all over again, it wouldn't make sense.
I mean, it'd be a good send out because they're coming out with fucking Breath of the Wild 2 soon. Or they should be.
Right, I think I had it saved. Maybe I don't. I might have deleted the picture. All I know is it's coming out at some point, and I'm excited to get it because I would love to replay Skyward Sword, because I'm not going to buy a Wii U just to play it.
Here's the thing. Skyward Sword, some people might not have had any problems with the motion controls for Skyward Sword, and they probably don't understand what most people are complaining about when it comes to that game, but there were enough complaints about it that it cannot be ignored.
The only complaint I really know is about Fee and the every time she reminded you to
charge your batteries.
Yeah.
Honestly, out of all of Link's companions, Midna has to be the best.
She is, for sure.
And guess what game
Midna
she's from?
Amazing. Twilight Princess.
Precisely. She isn't in your face like Navi, and she isn't always coming up with fucking notices about your goddamn batteries.
Well, I think it's also because she was actually in... Fee was, like, part of the Master Sword or whatever, right? She was, like, the essence of the Master Sword,
supposedly.
I think. But I like Midna because...
Midna's got sass!
She came from the other dimension, right?
Twilight
Realm. Her universe and our universe were colliding or whatever, and the fact that... Spoiler alert, right? But it's an old game. The fact that you didn't know that she was going to be a princess, like, at the end of the game, and then when you see it, and she's like, wow, she's kind of beautiful, like...
Hey,
it just makes you wish
there's a lot of people that really enjoy Imp Midna.
Told me not to Google.
Google Imp Midna. you might be scarred by what you find.
Twilight Princess, I think, is one of my favorites because of the art style. I like the very dark, like more adult feeling of that first, you know, Wind
the
Waker.
Box art was fucking beautiful for Twilight Princess. These two
half-link,
heads,
half-link,
half-wolf-link, and as you play the game, you find out these are one and the same. Some people complain about the wolf gameplay, or the playstyle of the wolf.
It's kind
of... And I'm not... It's not for everyone, I will admit. I will raise my hands and admit, Twilight Princess is not perfect. But it's my favorite Legend of Zelda game. I am not a bandwagoner when it comes to Ocarina of Time. Back in the
I'm
day...
I'm not a bandwagoner.
Back in the day, Ocarina of Time was... It was popular to fucking love this game. Everyone jumped
the
on the...
3D one.
Everyone jumped on the bandwagon saying, oh my god, it's fucking perfect, detargeting, blah, 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 blah. Nowadays, it is popular to fucking hate the game. He's like, oh, all of that is fucking overrated. All the other... The more recent games do all that shit too, blah, 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 blah. I'm just neutral. I've played Ocarina of Time... I'm not a huge fan of it, but it also wasn't my first Legend of Zelda game.
Well, I think that's why my case was, because not only was it my first, but it's the only one, that was the first one that I beat. And I understand, though, because when my brother started playing Ocarina of Time, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to go. Like, it was hard to figure out where to go. And it's because I had help, you know? I had a friend in school that would, like, walk me through. Like, I would ask him, like, in recess, we would talk, and he would ask me and tell me. Like, it was before tutorials and walkthroughs and stuff, right? So, like, I found that out, and then my friends, one of my friend's roommates or whatever, like, his mom was renting to a family, and that guy went to high school, too. He had beaten the game before, and he walked me through a lot of stuff, too. So it was cool to get word of mouth, to hear, like, how do you beat, you know, how do you do this in the Water Temple? And they're like, oh, you got to do this and that. And to be able to hear advice from someone and beat the game through it, I think I just had that experience. So, I love Ocarina of Time, I think, because it's the first one, but I could see why people don't like it, because it would be, it's super hard to not know where to go.
The original Ocarina of Time, if you got to the water dungeon, if you use one key on the wrong door...
Which I've done plenty of times.
You soft lock the fucking game.
Yeah, I know.
Which means you have to either... Pray to the Lord you have a save file just a step back, or restart the game.
Well, that's why I always go through temples at a time. I beat an entire temple, at least one temple, one sitting, like, per day or something like that, at the very least. Because it's like any other Zelda game. It's hard to play it for a while, leave it for, like, a week, and jump back to it and not remember what you already did, what you need to do, you know?
That being said, when they remade it for the Wii, or did 3DS. They remake it for the Wii?
It was on emulator for the Wii.
When they remade it, they made sure to add in something to where you could not softlock that dungeon anymore. So it's only on those original N64 cartridges that the fucking game will softlock. There was a bug where Lord Jabu Jabu just wouldn't spawn.
I don't know. I didn't really have too many bug problems, but...
But the first Legend of Zelda game that I played to completion was Twilight Princess. That's probably what influences me to be so, like... Yeah, I prefer Twilight Princess over fucking Skyward Sword. Everyone wants to claim that Skyward Sword does the motes of light better than Twilight Princess. And you know what? Maybe? But I hated having to go into that realm every
time.
Whereas in Twilight Princess, it's like, oh, motes of light? Okay, let me use my wolf sense and fucking hunt down the insects that are holding these motes. Fucking Skyward Sword? Okay, let's look around. Oop, stepped out of the circle. Now I'm getting hunted.
But that was
fuck
cool.
That shit.
I like that.
No! Stupid.
See, that's where it differs. Like, I like that part of the game, or the aspect of the game. So that, for me, that was a cool mechanic. So that's what makes that game just that much better than a game that didn't have it. You know? But, Link to the Past. Or Link Between Worlds?
A Link Between Worlds was the one that was remade on the DS.
Felt like it was underrated, and I loved that. Was a really good
game. The one where
you
walk through the cracks with the paint.
And the
painting,
it's
beautiful.
That was a really, really good game.
The mechanic was amazing. Like, in thinking with portals,
I
nah.
Guess it's turned into a Legend of Zelda podcast.
Think with portals, I think not. Think with walls.
Yeah, that was cool. And I liked how, like, you know, in certain aspects, there was like a barrier in the wall, and you would. Once you went to that side, you're like, okay, clearly I'm not supposed to go this way, so you would go back. The boss fights were short, the temples were pretty short, but it's a 3DS game.
Here's the really cool thing about that. Did you ever notice that if you went into one of those painting cracks one way, you came out on that same side, but if you went on the other side, you'd be on the other side of that crack when you came out back in the world of light?
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Like, so it did... So, which side of the crack you came out on was determined by which side of the crack you entered. It was actually a really cool mechanic. And when you... So... In A Link Between Worlds, like the original Game Boy one, I think it was, you needed the Pegasus boots to get over some of the gaps.
Uh-huh.
Well, the first time you see the Pegasus boots... You're like, well, how do I get those? You go to the town where he'd normally be. He isn't there just yet, so you go back.
Oh, the guy that you catch, the thief.
So you go back, and then you just zip into the wall, and it's like, whoa! Mm-hmm. By the way, the original way to catch the Pegasus fucking bastard is, you have to jump down on top of him, not pop out of the wall.
I didn't see, I never played the original one. I played Link's Awakening, and... It's a good game. I have it on my BitBoy. I should probably still beat it after Pokemon.
You also have
or whatever.
To play Oracle of Seasons.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I need the Legend of Zelda games, like I said, is a game that I need to be through and through. Pokemon right now, I can play it throughout the day. Just level up here, gym battle here. It's all the same stuff, just different regions. But like Legend of Zelda, it's like, I need to make sure I'm ready to commit to this game, you know? Like, I still... Pokemon Silver, I think I just beat the last gym boss, so I still have to beat the Elite Four, and that was like 4 months ago. So I'll do it one day, but for right now, I'm starting a new Pokemon game, and gonna get as far as I can here to the Elite Four, and then probably stop there, and then start White 2 or something, I guess.
I mean, I guess.
Even for Breath of the Wild, you know how I feel about it at first.
I'm upset
I didn't
that
like...
mine is missing.
I didn't like Breath of the Wild that much at the beginning. It was kind of boring for me. But then when I rebought it, when I bought my Switch again, like a year later, once I actually got further in the game and I was getting good weapons and stuff, it became a really good game. And I like that it's not linear. Like, I don't have to follow any path. Like,
no, you could go straight from the Great Plateau to the castle.
And
by the way, don't do that. That is, unless you are dedicated to... probably playing for a straight hour of one fight, don't do it. Because the whole thing is where the adventure of Breath of the Wild is you go to each divine beast and you fight the blights there. If you go straight from the Great Plateau to the castle, you have to fight all four of the blights,
mm-hmm.
and then a full health corruption Ganondorf. So,
and at that point, you don't even have any of your stamina or health boost and all that stuff.
Nope. And every hit does like
not prayer beads.
Three
prayer
heart.
Beads is from Sekiro. What is it?
It's a
an orb, right?
It's an orb
from the
Great Sages.
The trials, the
yeah,
whatever ruins, something like that. I have to beat it one day, but
you
I have
played
to commit.
Through Legend of Zelda 1, the original, did you not?
Yeah, I occasionally jump on for the Nintendo Online. It's garbage. I don't like it at all. It's so.
You tried playing the second one.
The second one's better, I feel like, but it's too RPG for me. It's not a bad game. I think if I played them at the beginning and wasn't introduced to Ocarina of Time, like first, I feel like that set my standard for 3D games. Okay, and you can't tell me that the courtyard scene where you're sneaking through the guards, it's like doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo. When you're like sneaking through the temple or sneaking through the castle to get to Princess Zelda, that's one of my favorite scenes. Or when you're stealing Epona from fucking the
Luigi.
Lawn Ranch. Yeah, Luigi. That was cool too. I just, all these small little, the Gerudo Valley, sneaking in the Gerudo Valley and having to
Gerudo
go through.
Gerudo Valley has to have one of my most favorite fucking
songs?
Themes.
Yeah.
I love the,
I used to play it on guitar.
Nope, that's
fucking MatPat calls him Gerudo, I think. Or
it's Gerudo.
Gerudo. What he said something. He was like Gerudo, and he says Gyarados weird too.
Gyarados.
Gyarados. Yeah, I think.
I mean, it's so. How do you say Arceus?
Oh well, we talked about this. It's Arceus, right?
No.
Or is it Arceus?
No, it's Arceus.
What?
Yeah, it's Arceus.
I thought we said it was Arceus, because it's archaic, or Arceus.
Well, archaic might...
I either hear Arceus or Arceus.
Well, so the game devs have gone on record saying it's Arceus.
But it wouldn't be Arcanine, it's Arcanine, or Arcanine. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, canine is the root in that one.
Yeah, but arc is also a word. You don't say arse, unless you're British. Arse.
It's Arceus, but...
What does it matter? I haven't played that gen yet. Is this even... Arceus is even in this
yeah.
one? Is?
Yeah.
Isn't Giratina the main one of Platinum, though?
Giratina is the distortion world.
The distortion... I've never experienced that yet. That's why I want to play this one. Where you're upside down and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so, does this have both Palkia and... Or is that... Dialga and...
Palkia, Dialga, Arceus, and Giratina are the...
All of them in here?
They should be all four in there. But they also have... Azelf, Mesperit, and Uxie.
Oh yeah, those guys. What do they even do? I have them in my book.
They're the late guardians.
What about No, Celebi's silver, right?
Celebi?
Jirachi? No.
Jirachi was...
Is Jirachi diamond? Because that's with Max and May, I'm pretty sure. Because the Jirachi movie.
Jirachi is fourth gen.
Yeah, isn't that diamond?
Diamond, pearl, platinum.
Yeah. I have a Jirachi. Wait, it's fine, because your Switch data doesn't save
no.
to the cartridge. I have a Jirachi in my Pokemon Sword game, but it's cloud data, so all I have to do is rebuy Pokemon Sword and download it there. Jamin.
Jamin.
Yeah, it sounds like you're singing German.
Jesus Christ.
Jamin. Ah, oh, damn it, I have this meme... But it's gonna take me like.
There you go. There is.
That sounds like steel music or steel. Shoot. All right. Well, what else do we have to talk about while I find this meme? Because we were talking about Germans, and I want to read it.
Why? What the fuck?
All right. I got it. This is from March 2019. A German tourist jumped into freezing water to save my precious little dog who was drowning. After he climbed out, he handed me the dog. Here is the dog. Keep him warm and dry him off. He will be fine. I said, are you a vet? He replied, vet, I'm fucking soaked.
Fucking dad jokes.
It's not a dad joke.
That is a dad joke.
I guess.
Jesus.
Hope everyone's blazing it today. This probably won't be played till like tomorrow. I'm going to edit it today, though, so it's up later.
For those
like
of you listening, we are recording this on 420.
Yeah, that's the whole point. We have, this is the first episode we record that will be released the day of.
Are you going to try and actually release this?
Yeah, it's only 30 minutes. I'm going to have to just play it back while I'm playing Pokemon. And then we'll release that. Our Legend of Zelda 420 Pokemon.
How badass would it be to see a true crossover between Legend of Zelda and Pokemon?
I'm sure there's mods for it, aren't there? Well, what would it be, though?
You go around, you catch a Bokoblin, fucking battle Dark Nuts.
I mean, I guess the true...
I guess it would just add more of an
RPG. The Legend of Arceus is probably going to be the...
It would be more of RPG Legend of Zelda. Like, so, there is a leveling feature in the second Legend of Zelda game, but... Not, like, monster battling. And I feel like the monster... monsters collection in Legend of Zelda is large enough that you can do some sort of, like, bare minimum of a Pokemon. And maybe add a few pixels here or there if a Pokemon, or if one of the monsters were to, say, level up. You know?
Yeah, I was thinking of, there's this game that, I think it's a Studio Ghibli game, I believe. It's a recent one that came out, like an RPG as well. And it's like about the witches or something. So like you have a stick so you can do spells and stuff, I believe. But you also have like your own, your familiar who can attack for you. But you can also jump in there and smack the fuck out of the animals. It's pretty funny. I wouldn't play it because it doesn't seem like my style of gaming, but I think it's pretty cool. I don't know what it's called.
Ni no Kuni.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
I think that's what the game's called. I think it's Studio Ghibli, or it's from the creators of...
Well, like, Ni no Kuni is made by Studio Ghibli.
Then it's probably that game, yeah.
I don't know if it's the same game you're talking about, though.
It might be. I don't know.
Anyone else upset out there that they are going to be shutting down those DS servers soon?
Yeah, right now the eShop's still open, so if there's anything that you need to buy, download all the games that you need now, buy that extra storage space, and...
360 has gone down. PS3 has gone down. Wii and Wii U have both gone down, but well, no one's surprised.
I know
by
we
that.
Talked about the Vita last time, but there was an article I saw that said something about Sony taking back the PS3 and Vita something. I can't remember if it was going to be about the store or not, but I wouldn't be surprised. So Sony reverses PS3 Vita decision. Except this isn't the article, so I can't really read. Well, I have no idea. PlayStation Store on PS3 and PS Vita will continue operations.
Oh.
I'm guessing they're trying to make money back.
Yeah, sure. On one of their least...
dead consoles?
Vita is their most dead console they've got currently.
It says, recently we notified players that PlayStation Store's PS3 and PS Vita devices was planned to end this summer. Upon further reflection, however, it's clear that we made the wrong decision here, so today I'm happy to say that we will be keeping the PlayStation Store operational for PS3 and PS Vita, PSP commerce functionality, and will retire on July 2nd, 2021. So the day after weed gets legalized, so the balance in the universe is restored once again. Legalize weed, goodbye PlayStation games.
Whatever happened to that,
What did it cost?
Whatever happened to that dispute where Sony was going to get bought out by Apple?
What? Oh, I don't remember if that was even a thing. Our music's almost over, so I guess that's the end for the episode.
I guess.
All right, we've been your host for the special 420 episode.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Gio. And maybe I'll be a little stone later, too, you know what I'm saying? Follow us on everything. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
And stay precious out there, people.
Yeah, and Pokemon Snap, April 30th.
Fuck that game. Cop
that shit.